This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are excited that you decided to listen to the Radio Realtors today. And we are praying that you are staying healthy right now during COVID-19 and, well, always for that matter.
And Rob, we want to let our listeners know that we're still helping our clients and listeners buy and sell homes right now.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. And as we've said before, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate. We are extremely active realtors that help our listeners and clients every single day.
And it doesn't matter if we're dealing with a pandemic, a buyer's market, or a seller's market, the Radio Realtors are still bringing home results.
And we want to bring home results for you and help you buy a home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you are in the right place if you are a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Program.
Yeah, and if you're a potential home seller and you're thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy right here at the Radio Realtors. We can get you and will get you top dollar for your home safely and effectively. And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy highlights your home on this radio show. And it also includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right, Rob. And we're going to cover some informative topics for you, including
what the Radio Realtors want you to know about the housing market is number one.
8 mistakes to avoid when buying a house, sight unseen.
Right. And then the third thing is 7 ways nightmare neighbors sabotage your home sale.
And we're also going to share a few great listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
Yeah, so if you'd like to connect with us anytime, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline and text line number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337. So spring is normally a pretty busy time for buying and selling homes, but COVID-19 has launched homeowners and potential home buyers into some new uncharted waters. We have shelter-in-place orders and concerns about infection, and those things have required many of us realtors to cancel open houses, of course, and it's made it more difficult for potential buyers to see homes in person. But even in the midst of this pandemic, many Americans, and Northern Californians for that matter, still want or even need to buy a home in the near future.
That's right, Rob. We definitely have clients that are still interested in viewing homes in person, if possible.
Yeah, and many people are willing to buy a home right now, but many more are asking for our expert advice on what COVID-19's impact on real estate and the economy will truly be. So the question is, so what does the current state of the housing market mean for buyers?
Well, Rob, with so much uncertainty these days, buying or planning to buy a home during COVID-19 does require some additional consideration.
I agree, Frank, and that's why we want to give everyone some honest takes on what's really happening in the housing market right now, and how buyers can prepare, and what we can likely expect when the coronavirus subsides.
The first thing the Radio Realtors want you to know about housing market right now is there may be some reduction in home prices.
Correct. Now, before everybody starts salivating, thinking that home prices will fall like 30% like they did in the financial crisis of 2007-2008, we just don't see that happening at all.
Right. In fact, we expect a more short-term disruption and a maximum of about 2-3% drop in prices through the end of this year.
In addition, any reduction in prices will also depend on a home's location, the condition of the home, and the available housing inventory. Also, know this, even amidst COVID-19, we have been selling homes, but a few things are potentially different.
Number one, there may be still multiple offers on some homes, but instead of 10 offers, we're usually seeing about 2-3.
Right. Number two is potential buyers that do have the means to buy, and that's, you know, including a steady job that is mostly unaffected by COVID-19. Those people are getting mortgages at amazing interest rates.
Number three, on homes that don't have multiple offers, some sellers are willing to pay some of the buyer's closing costs in lieu of coming down on their list price.
Yeah, one of our recent homes that we put into escrow, the sellers were willing to pay $9,000 in the buyer's closing costs, which is amazing. So the second thing the Radio Realtors want you to know about the housing market right now is more homes will come onto the market. A bigger inventory of homes on the market may soon be on the horizon for buyers. And the reason for this is because there's a pool of sellers that are kind of waiting on the sidelines for COVID-19 to pass. And that pool of sellers is growing every day.
Sure are, Rob. These are potential sellers that still live in their homes and don't want strangers, agent and potential buyers walking through their homes until we're all past this thing.
Right. And once it's clear that the risk is minimal, I think we are going to see a big increase in the number of homes for sale. And there's no doubt that there are buyers that are also waiting in the wings for the coronavirus situation to end.
And that larger inventory of homes for sale could put buyers in a really good position.
I agree. The third thing that the Radio Realtors want you to know about the housing market right now is interest rates are likely to stay low. Over the past few months, mortgage interest rates have been lower than we've ever seen. And our PMLs, or our preferred mortgage lender experts, they expect that this trend is going to continue.
Yeah, the general consensus of our PMLs is that the mortgage interest rates will remain attractive for many months to come.
Yeah, and we feel that if you're a potential home buyer and you're hoping to try to find a deal on your mortgage during COVID-19, you really should be writing offers now. And the fact is that many of our listeners and clients are doing just that.
You bet. And if low mortgage rates and being stuck indoors have convinced you it's time to find a new home, this may be one of the best times ever to consider buying.
Yeah, so reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, the fourth thing the Radio Realtors want you to know about the housing market right now is you need to keep in touch with your mortgage lender. Serious buyers should always have their mortgage lender like on speed dial. I know most of us don't have speed dial anymore, but in these unprecedented times that we're in right now, this advice is more relevant than ever.
Make sure you're consistently speaking with your lender on updates in the lending market.
And when you do fall in love with a home, you want to focus on the long term and getting a great interest rate and payment versus trying to time the market. And if you haven't made contact with a great lender yet, you need to give us a call right now. 916-269-3337 is that number. 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Remarkable in Rockland, and this is a spacious 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 1,300 square foot condo in the heart of everything in Rockland. And as you walk into the front door, you're going to encounter the wonderful, beautiful, and durable ceramic wood grain look tile floors. You're also going to love the warm and inviting great room adjacent to the efficient kitchen with cherry cabinets, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, travertine tile floors, and a large pantry closet. Your breakfast nook in this home looks out at the patio and wetlands beyond. Upstairs are a nice master suite and 2 bedrooms with the laundry in between. The upstairs bath has been updated with granite countertops and shower. Remarkable in Rockland is close to quality public and private schools, and if you love food, every cuisine is just a few minutes away, as is shopping, movies, and bowling. This area of Rockland has many miles of paved bicycle trails, and they start very close to this home. Lone Tree and Kathy Lund Park supply softball, soccer, volleyball, a kids' play area, and a fun water fountain area for those hot summer days. The home is reasonably close to the entrance to Highway 65, which gets you to the Roseville Galleria in about 15 minutes. The HOA just repainted the exterior last year, and they also provide security and take care of the neighborhood park and your roof. Remarkable in Rockland is priced at just $350,000, and on this one, we can send you the virtual tour. Just text the word REMARKABLE to 916-269-3337. That's REMARKABLE to 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are glad that you tuned in today. And if you missed our first segment, you want to make sure you download our podcast because it'll be ready Sunday afternoon. But you can go to iTunes or Spotify. Now, going into our next segment, from grocery shopping to buying a home, it seems like almost everything can be done online now. And the idea of buying a house without seeing it is much less intimidating these days with all the new technology and ways to buy a home virtually, and it's becoming more common. In fact, 20% of home buyers recently made an offer sight unseen, meaning they made an offer on a home without ever seeing it in person.
Now, maybe you're currently living in a condo in the Bay Area, but you have to relocate and move to Sacramento area for work.
Yeah, or maybe your family is growing and you're in a time crunch to move into a bigger house with a yard. Whatever the reason may be, there may be a pretty good chance that right now that you're likely going to be buying a home in the near future without seeing it first in person.
And while it might seem risky, don't worry. A complete remote home buying process can go just as smooth as it would be in person, as long as you avoid these common mistakes made when buying a house sight unseen.
Right. Mistake number one is skipping out on a virtual tour. You know, seeing is believing, especially when it comes to buying a home. And that's why you shouldn't make an offer on a home based on just those wonderful listing photos that maybe initially caught your eye.
Even if you love what you see, don't make the mistake of not taking a virtual tour of the listing. Photos can only show you so much.
And if the listing has a 3D virtual walkthrough like our listings, you can easily see every nook and cranny of the home as if you were touring it in person.
This is a great tool to use if you're house hunting to help narrow down your top choices.
However, to make sure you're not submitting an offer unaware of the creaky floors or maybe that pet odor, it's important to schedule a live video chat tour with us, your realtors.
Even though you can't be there in person, we can, and we'll be able to answer those questions that listing photos alone can't.
Right. Mistake number two is forgetting to see things that you normally see for yourself. So when you're house hunting in person, you're able to use all of your senses.
You can see the wonderful natural light coming into the living room. You can hear the noisy garage door. And don't forget those wonderful smell of the pet odor that are still lingering throughout the home.
You know, but when you're buying a house without seeing it, you're limited to, you know, only what is shown digitally. So before you virtually tour the home with us, your realtors, maybe write out a list of as many questions or concerns that you'd normally be able to see or check out yourself.
Be sure to include some of these questions during the video tour. What can you smell in and outside the house? Maybe there's a rendering plant nearby.
Yeah, burning cow parts isn't everyone's idea of a barbecue,
no,
that's
bueno.
For sure.
No bueno.
Also, a good question is, what can you hear from the house? And there could be a hospital close by or maybe even train tracks near the home.
Another question is, do any of the appliances or features look outdated? The cabinets might have looked brand new because of a fresh coat of paint, but they will need to be replaced in the near future.
Yeah, another good question is, what is the internet and cell phone service like? There could be a few carriers that don't offer good coverage in the neighborhood, and that's an important thing, especially with people working from home.
Yep. And is there anything that stands out to you as a concern that wasn't shown in the listing photos or 3D walkthrough?
Yeah, if you're moving to a home further out from the city and the suburbs, consider asking about the wildlife situation. What is that like? Or maybe the home is near a river. Has that river ever flooded? Or if you're moving into a bustling downtown area, maybe ask about how the traffic is or what the public transportation options are like.
Mistake number three, not researching the neighborhood and surrounding area. Whether it's because you're excited about a house you found or you need to relocate as soon as possible, most people often forget to look into the neighborhood and its surroundings.
An example of that would be, the last thing you want is to move your family to the greater Sacramento area for maybe a wonderful school, and then you discover later on that your new house isn't actually in that school district's boundaries. Or you move into a new construction home without realizing it's just a 5-minute walk from a high crime area.
If you're moving to a neighborhood you're already familiar with, then this isn't a big concern. However, for most people buying a house sight unseen, it's likely that you're not as familiar with the area.
Yeah, you want to do your due diligence here and use Google Maps to virtually walk through the neighborhood to see what the surrounding homes look like and what's nearby.
And if you're interested in a home, the Radio Realtors will take you on a video tour around the block. This kind of thing really helps our clients scout out the neighborhoods.
You also want to consider maybe joining some of those online community groups, such as those on Facebook or Nextdoor. And these groups can help you gain some local insights into the specific neighborhoods and the communities from people who actually live there. Mistake number four is not vetting a high quality home inspector. And whether you're buying a house sight unseen or not, a home inspection is a crucial step in the home buying process.
And even more important to have this extra set of eyes from a professional when you aren't able to see the home in person.
Yeah, you also want to make sure that your home inspector is reputable and qualified. And make sure you ask us about our Radio Realtors PHIs, preferred home inspectors, in the area of your new home.
Mistake number five is foregoing additional inspections. You'll want to have a general home inspection to cover your grounds and make sure you're aware of any problems within the home. For most potential home buyers, a general inspection is sufficient.
And however, depending on the age of the home or if there's outside structures and features like a pool, there may be some additional inspections you should consider.
For example, if the home you are buying was built before 1980, and in some cases after that, you should consider having it checked for asbestos.
Yeah, rather than just showing up to your new home on closing day with those unexpected surprises and issues, take the time to have it thoroughly inspected. And for the most part, you need a whole house inspection and maybe a pest inspection at the very minimum.
But you may also want to consider a roof inspection and a sewer scope inspection.
Mistake number six is waiving contingencies. And if you're thinking of waiving contingencies in hopes of beating out other buyers, you should probably think twice about that decision.
If it's a seller's market and you want your offer to be competitive and enticing, maybe you can get by with waiving a less risky contingency like an appraisal contingency.
Right. And you would only remove this contingency if you were absolutely certain that the home you were buying was going to easily appraise at your purchase price.
However, it can be a huge gamble and mistake to waive higher risk contingencies like a home inspection contingency or even a financing contingency.
Yeah, so to protect yourself in an already tricky situation, be wary of waiving certain contingencies. So before we go to break, we are going to give you audio open house number two. We're calling this one Cosmic and Carmichael, and you can come see the super clean, renovated, and upgraded four-bedroom, two-bathroom, over 1,700-square-foot Carmichael home on a 0.23-acre lot with a detached two-car garage and lots of room for RV and boat storage. This beautiful semi-custom house has been meticulously planned with optimal storage and an open floor concept, and the user-friendly kitchen features a black leather granite countertop, newer gas range and hood vent, and stylish pendant lighting. The adjoining formal dining room showcases a wall of built-in cabinets and a wine cabinet. The master bedroom suite has its own slider into the spacious backyard where a stylish fountain and soothing hot tub await you. The backyard offers mature landscaping with privacy and a pergola covered with climbing roses. Other features include updated bathrooms with new tile, vanity, and granite countertops, and an inviting living room with a cozy gas pipe fireplace. This is a great neighborhood in the preferred San Juan School District. And this home offers so much, and it is priced at just $489,000. So if you would like to see Cosmic and Carmichael, all you got to do is text the word Cosmic to 916-269-3337. That's the word Cosmic to 916-269-3337. You can see this one in person, so just text Cosmic to 916-269-3337. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are talking to you about the 8 mistakes to avoid when buying a house sight unseen.
Yes, we are.
Mistake number one in the recap is skipping out on a virtual tour. Man, if it has a virtual tour, you want to do that 3D virtual tour and check things out. Every nook and cranny of that home. Mistake number two is forgetting to ask things that you'd normally see for yourself. You know, you want to talk to us about asking questions like, what do we hear? What do we see? What do we smell? Those types of things when we're going through a virtual tour with you. Mistake number three is not researching the neighborhood and surrounding area. And you can do that mostly all online these days. Number four is not vetting a high-quality home inspector. You know, just to cut to the chase, we have quality home inspectors, and we can refer you one when you're buying a home. Mistake number five is foregoing additional inspections. You want to get that general home inspection, but sometimes you need a pool inspection, a roof inspection, a septic inspection. There's lots of different ones. Mistake number six is waiving contingencies, and you only want to waive those contingencies if it's absolutely necessary, but you want to be wary on waiving certain ones. And what is mistake number seven, Frank?
Expecting the process to go according to plan.
Oh man, that is a common mistake in any home buying process, is expecting it to go exactly as planned. And you add in buying a house sight unseen, and you're going to likely find yourself navigating the process differently.
It's important to set realistic timeline with a buffer in case there are any hiccups along the way.
For example, there's a chance that the loan pre-approval process could take a little bit longer than expected, or that needed repairs to the home you made an offer on are going to take a while longer.
Having realistic expectations and planning for a few bumps along the way will help you feel at ease in case anything does stray away from the plan.
Yeah, also remember to prepare all your documents well in advance so that you'll have all the needed information for the loan approval process.
And confirm you're able to have a fully digital closing rather than needing to be in person.
Right. And it's a good idea to periodically check in with us, your realtors, to see if there's anything needed on your end to keep this process going smoothly.
Mistake number 8 is using the wrong real estate agent. Rob, yeah. I'm queuing it up to you.
Yeah, well, you know, you might be in a time crunch, or maybe you just want a quick competitive offer, but you should still take the time to find the right real estate agent for you.
Since you probably won't be seeing the home in person, it's important you find an agent that you trust and one that knows the market and the area you're buying in like the back of your hand.
Yeah, so you also need to know that all realtors are at least somewhat driven by commissions, but you also want to make sure that your realtor is representing your best interests.
Yeah, getting into your home is one thing, but what happens afterwards?
That's another thing. Yeah. You know, at the Radio Realtors, our core focus centers on becoming your lifetime consultant for all things home related, including accounting and handyman services.
Our clients frequently call us for referrals for gutter cleaning, painters, electricians, plumbers, real estate investing advice, and insurance recommendations.
You know, and sometimes we've even had more personal needs like information on local churches or recommendations for attorneys and even wedding venues for their children. So today's home buyers and sellers are working harder and you have a lot less free time than ever before. Maybe not so much during COVID-19, but in general. And so the Radio Realtors concierge services for home buyers and home sellers, we strive to help every one of our clients have the most positive outcome and the least stressful experience when going through the home buying and home selling process.
So give us a call right now so we can spoil you with the Radio Realtors concierge service at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And whether you're a home buyer or a potential home seller, reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or you can go online to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. Now, you know, selling your home, Frank, we've kind of covered this before, but it can be a stressful time. Maybe you've already done a lot of work. You finally fixed all the cracks and the leaks and the woodwork you had on your to-do list. Plus, you've taken care of the lawn and have decided to give the entire outside and inside of your home a new coat of paint.
And anyone walking up to your property is going to no doubt be impressed.
Yeah, and you may have even taken our advice and even gone through the trouble of getting a home inspection done already, so you know what you're dealing with once it's negotiation time.
After all, your house is a true gem, and you're expecting the home selling process to be a quick one.
But wait a minute. Let's slow down for just a second. What about your immediate neighbors?
Rob, we're not talking about the friendly neighbors, the ones who love to bring over the fresh baked pies or give us Christmas presents.
No, Frank, we're actually asking you if you have any neighbors that might be considered nightmare neighbors. Now, we all know the types of nightmare neighbors one can have, you know, loud parties every weekend, permanent parking lots on their front lawn, ferocious dogs scaring the life out of you every time you pass by or you jog by.
And maybe while you and your family have learned to live with all that stuff from your neighbors, it doesn't mean the visiting home buyers to your property will feel the same way.
So listen up as the Radio Realtors discuss a number of nightmare neighbors we might be faced with and some of the tips on how to deal with them. The number one nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the discontent neighbor. Now, there are certain neighbors that have this perception of what their reality should look like, whether it's how people should behave, how their life should look like, or how things should be.
And unfortunately, that perception hasn't become reality. So their feelings of stress, anxiety, or discontent comes out a lot.
Yeah, it's that old adage that the grass is always greener on the other side. And what better way for them to express that feeling than complaining to everybody?
At least that's how it is in the mind of a discontent nightmare neighbor.
And even though you might shrug your shoulders as you couldn't be bothered less, you've heard Negative Nancy talk about this for the past 10 years, a potential home buyer visiting your neighborhood, your street, or your home, they might not.
This information received from Negative Nancy might lead the buyer to actually believe that the entire neighborhood is going to pot or that certain neighbors across the street are bad elements doing illegal things.
Yeah, how's that for a first impression? If this is your situation, you may want to let us realtors know about your discontent neighbor, Negative Nancy.
And we hope that Nancy isn't lingering around when we have an open house or a showing. Right, Rob?
That's right, Frank. So before we go to break, we're going to give you our audio open house number 3. We're calling this one Rewarding in Roseville, and this is an amazing opportunity for you to buy a home in the gated neighborhood of Heritage Oaks. And this 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,700 square foot home is currently the only active listing on the market in Heritage Oaks, as homes here are rarely for sale in this private upscale community. This amazing home is situated in a wonderful location on a desirable court with a fabulous northeast backyard exposure. The seller spent over $75,000 for improvements, including owned solar. And some of the other newer upgrades are a highly energy efficient Carrier HVAC, wood floors, tile floors, a dishwasher, microwave, patio, fencing, beautiful landscaping and hardscape. And this amazing neighborhood is surrounded by majestic oak trees and comprised of all single-story homes on spacious lots. This home is nearby award-winning schools, shopping, parks, golf, dining, grocery stores, and medical services. The home has low monthly HOA dues that cover front yard landscaping, the common areas, a clubhouse featuring a pool and spa, gym, tennis, arts and crafts, activities, billiards, kitchen facilities, bocce, and more. The Roseville Utilities is also part of this community, and this community is not age restricted. This home is priced at just $475,000. So if you would like to see Rewarding in Roseville, just text the word rewarding to 916-269-3337. That is the word rewarding to 916-269-3337. One more time, rewarding to 916-269-3337. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This
is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming down the home stretch talking to you about seven ways nightmare neighbors sabotage your home sale and how to handle them. The number one nightmare neighbor is the discontent neighbor, and we know her as Negative Nancy. The number two nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the nosy neighbor. Now, she's a close second to Negative Nancy, but she can potentially ruin a home sale, and that is the nosy neighbor.
Now, the nosy neighbor have lived next door for many years, and believe us when we say that they know gossip about every single neighbor on that street.
And while we're sure these nightmare neighbors will eventually meet the new homeowner one day, let's try to postpone that day as far out as we can, all right?
Yeah, having a healthy interest in one's neighbor is great. Who better to look after your property from time to time by removing newspapers or putting out your garbage cans while you're on vacation than a helpful neighbor?
Yeah, however, having somebody keeping an eye out at the most abnormal early or late times just to get the latest scoop on what's happening around the neighborhood is just plain wrong.
Yeah, having a nosy neighbor might not only affect you during your stay at home, but it could now be detrimental to your home selling process as well.
Yeah, if possible, you as the home seller might need to have a serious chat with your neighbor explaining how important it is for only us real estate agents to do the talking with interested buyers.
Number three, nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the messy neighbor. Now, there's messy neighbor, and then there's the messy neighbor. Right, Rob?
Right, Frank. Have you ever seen an episode of Hoarders where people with compulsive hoarding disorders are followed during their day-to-day dealings at home, and it ends up with what we call an intervention or maybe a massive cleanup by the organizers?
Yes, I have. And while we're not saying all messy nightmare neighbors are messy to that extent, it's not unusual to find collectors around us who use their front and back garden to temporarily store their belongings.
Yeah, we all know a neighbor or two who likes to work on their classic cars, which got stranded in their front lawn for weeks, months, or even years.
Once you know you'll be selling your home, perhaps the best way forward would be to approach the messy neighbor and explain how you'd like to present your home in the best possible manner.
And even though you didn't mind the cars in the front yard, it might possibly scare away interested home buyers. And you being aware that the situation with your messy neighbor will definitely hurt your bottom line, you may want to spend some money to clean it up yourself with the neighbor's permission, or maybe just suggest paying for temporary storage.
If you've tolerated this behavior nearby for all this time, calling on any authorities will immediately create bad blood between yourself and your neighbor, which is never a good way to start a home selling process.
Yeah, and also with revenge in mind, can you even imagine what this nightmare neighbor might be up to next? The number four nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the noisy neighbor. Now, there are variances on the noisy neighbor, ranging from running their lawnmower at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning to loud parties the neighboring teenagers throw every time the parents are gone for the weekend.
There's also working in the garage late at night and testing out the latest wood bench drilling tools.
Now, interested home buyers might not be too impressed with this kind of peace and quiet in person versus what you described in the marketing remarks as the quaint and quiet neighborhood.
Obviously, you do not want to catch your noisy, nightmare neighbors in the middle of their activities while having an open house or when your home is being viewed by potential buyers, as that can ruin a potential sale.
And Frank, a lot of times your noisy neighbors might not necessarily realize how much noise they're making. If you have a nice conversation with them explaining what's been happening, you may be able to diffuse the situation completely.
The number five nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the absent neighbor. Now, while the noisy neighbor is an irritation to the home selling process, so is the complete opposite of the spectrum, and that's the absent neighbor.
Yeah, sometimes an empty home is caused by a death or bankruptcy or foreclosure, and that neighboring house could be sitting vacant for months on end with no maintenance and a front yard looking like a jungle.
You could also begin to worry that the home will attract squatters.
Right. Yeah, regardless of how eye-catching your property might be, the interested buyer's first impression is going to factor in with your absent neighbor's terrible housing state.
In these situations, there's always seems to be someone who has a vested interest in keeping that house in somewhat of a tidy condition, whether it be the financial institution or one of the governmental agencies.
Yeah, a few quick phone calls around might get you to the right person who might involve a maintenance company to assist.
We at the Radio Realtors have made the decision on several occasions not to wait for someone else to take care of the eyesore.
Right, instead of waiting around for someone official to do something, we will do the exterior maintenance ourselves by mowing the front lawn and making sure any newspapers and garbage gets cleaned up.
And as a seller, you might even want to consider this yourself. Think about it this way. It's a small effort on your part, which might avoid costing you a lot of money by not selling your house.
Yeah, the number six nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the snarly neighbor. Now, have you ever lived in a neighborhood where there was that one neighbor who had a couple of these huge dogs who kept barking day or night?
And it's not just big dogs, but a lot of other dogs fall into that category. You know what we mean, right?
Yeah, and while most of us pet lovers might not necessarily have a problem with neighbors and their barking dogs, at a certain point, these snarly neighbors might become an annoyance.
Yeah, Rob, there is no doubt that constant barking will affect your ability to attract interested buyers, as you'll get the buyers there for the first viewing, but never hear from them again.
Yeah, and if this is a problem for you, maybe it's time to have a heart-to-heart with your nightmare snarly neighbors and express your concerns of how their barking dogs are negatively affecting your home sale.
And last but not least is number seven, the nightmare neighbor that can sabotage your home sale is the nasty neighbor.
And we hope that no one ever has to deal with this type of neighbor, but there's a very good chance maybe you've already had a run-in with this disturbing neighbor if they do exist in your neighborhood.
While you thought you approached the nasty neighbor with a small neighbor issue in a correct and polite manner, this neighbor made it very clear to you that he will not stand for your badgering or threatening behavior, even if it means he needs to fight for his rights.
Yeah, and if you do have a nasty neighbor and they make you feel uncomfortable, verbally abuses you, or maybe threatens to do otherwise, we recommend that you immediately involve your local police.
Right. Individual incidences need to be reported to strengthen any potential legal case you may have in the future.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you have this kind of neighbor, interested buyers would need to be informed of this ongoing process, which will more than likely scare them away.
Unless, of course, your home is truly is a gem and the buyers don't care about the neighbors.
Yeah, so let's wrap up on how to handle nightmare neighbors. To correctly deal with any of the seven nightmare neighbors on our list, the following four suggestions might come in very handy.
Number one, talk to your neighbor.
Yeah, as we have briefly mentioned more than once, the most effective way to deal with nightmare neighbors is to actually go and talk to them.
And we know it's not ideal, but with your bottom line in jeopardy, we're sure that'll make you go explain that situation to them. It's surprising how far a bit of diplomacy might go.
And heck, some nasty neighbors might not even be aware of how their behavior is affecting their neighbors. Some people just have different priorities than others when it comes to things like neat lawns, barking dogs, and partying kids.
Number two, contact your homeowners association, HOAs, if you have one.
Yeah, if you happen to have an HOA in your neighborhood, it tends to be a love-hate relationship, and not everyone can be found to be as receptive to the sometimes strict rules put forward by the HOA.
But when it comes to nightmare neighbors, there's a good chance the HOA will be your friend if they haven't already raised the violation issue before you did.
And this avenue does provide you with some legal grounds to move against some of the nightmare neighbors' activities.
However, if possible, be sure to give your neighbors the benefit of the doubt before contacting the HOA.
Number three is contact your local city government. And once you've tried your HOA, if you have one and are unsuccessful, it might be time to call your local city or county government, whether it be the Department of Zoning or Environmental Management.
This is a good option as instead of you driving your neighbors crazy, let the city and the letter of the law figure out how to deal with them.
Keep in mind, though, if the city or county officials approach your neighbor the day after you tried to reason with them, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out there might be a connection there.
Number four, call an attorney.
And this is obviously your last resort, a civil lawsuit.
And although it can be costly and emotionally draining, it will probably eventually result in the outcome you were looking for.
Yeah, so some final closing thoughts here. You know, nightmare neighbors can really, really hurt your home selling activity, and everybody wishes they had the perfect family living next door. But let's just keep in mind that these unfortunate incidences can present themselves across all types of neighborhoods, regardless of price.
So don't jump the gun and get in a heated debate right away with your nightmare neighbors.
Yeah, there are some very sensitive circumstances here, which can get out of hand really fast. In the end, a lot of money can be saved by looking at the bigger picture for you as a home seller.
We would love to help you with the sale of your home. We're here for advice or just consultation. Give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And as with many things in life, it's how you respond to certain situations which will determine the final outcome. So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Make it a great weekend, everybody.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com.